The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf with a new 5-Minute Christmas Cast. After 4 weeks of holy longing, Christmas comes as the fulfillment of our wishes, even though we must admit that, ideologically, the bond between Epiphany and Advent is more firm and immediate. Simply examine the texts of the Christmas Vigil. Again and again it is, "Tomorrow the guilt of sin will be blotted out." Christmas, therefore, is a redemption feast. On the other hand, the glorious theme of the King's coming, so prominent through all of Advent, is only fulfilled with Epiphany. Yet Christmas and Epiphany do more than repeat each other. The Western Church assimilated the Eastern Nativity liturgy with its peculiar emphases, and through a process of independent development, her own approach was widened and wonderfully enriched. To the narrow historical aspect of Christ's birth was added the timeless perspective proper to Christ's kingdom. In the course of centuries, the two separate feasts of Christ's nativity became two distinct celebrations, intrinsically related, but each having its own proper significance. The net result, then, bears a remarkable similarity to what we have in the Easter cycle. At Easter, the sun, a symbol of Christ's resurrection, rises and brilliantly illumines the world. On Pentecost, it stands high in the sky, and by its warmth induces life and growth. Similarly, at Christmas, the light of the holy night illuminates the plains of Bethlehem, while on Epiphany, the glory of the Lord shines high over the city Jerusalem. At Christmas, we are born with and are reborn in Christ our brother. On Epiphany, Christ celebrates his wedding feast with the church and individual souls. At Christmas, Christ is born. The occasion resembles an intimate family feast at which only a few, Mary and the shepherds, take part. But on Epiphany, Christ appears to us, that is, he manifests himself to the whole world. The historical events, as the Nativity, the Adoration of the Magi, the baptism, etc., serve only as witnesses to prove the blessed fact that the God-man is the world's Redeemer. Pius Parsh.
Good King Wenceslas, look out on the feast of Stephen.
From Licht, das uns leuchtet, by Joseph Ratzinger. Why did it happen this way? One of those who did not see was Herod, who did not understand anything, even when they told him about the child, who on the contrary became ever more blinded by his own power and the hysterical fear of being challenged that went with it. Those who did not see were all Jerusalem with him. Those who did not see were all those dressed in fine clothing, the refined people. Those who did not see were the scholars, the biblical experts, the specialists in interpretation of Scripture, who knew exactly the correct biblical passage but nonetheless understood nothing. The ones who saw those were, in comparison to all these renowned people, but ox and ass, the shepherds, the magi, Mary, Joseph. How could it be otherwise? In the stable where he dwells, there you find not the fine people. There you will find, of course, the ox and the ass. And what about us? Are we so far away from the stable because we are much too refined and too smart for that? Do we not get all entangled in scholarly exegesis and the proof or disproof of historical authenticity to the extent that we have become blind and deaf to the child himself? Do we not really all too intensely dwell in Jerusalem in a palace, withdrawn within ourselves and our own self-sufficiency, our fear of being challenged, too much so to be able to hear the voice of angels, to set out to worship? Thus in this holy night, the faces of ox and ass are turned towards us questioningly. My people does not understand. Do you recognize the voice of your Lord? When we put the familiar figures in our creche, we would do well to pray that God would bestow on our heart the kind of simplicity that recognizes the Lord in this child, just like Francis in Greccio. Then this might happen also to us. Everyone returned home full of rejoicing. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Christmas cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.